Listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, where we are about to witness a race between representatives of Grand Rapids and La Prairie, two towns that raced to become the Itasca County seat 125 years ago. In lane one, we have Charles Everton, great-grandson of the original La Prairie man who lost the race all those years ago. He's driving what appears to be a 1983 Chrysler Cordoba, outfitted with a CB radio and Navajo seat covers.
I'm going to Aiken, and I won't stop unless I have to pee. I'll probably make one stop.
In lane two, we have Emily Yagapansala, the distance runner who calls Grand Rapids home. Emily, are you pumped?
Hoo-yah! But wait a minute. I have to say something.
What's that?
I know this is a race and that I can come across as real competitive. Sometimes I don't think about other people's feelings. But I'm not just running to keep the county seat in Grand Rapids. I'm also running for charity.
Oh, that's nice. So, what charity?
I'm running for a special 501c3 nonprofit in our community that provides needed medical care for disadvantaged people whose skin is burned off when I pass them. Hoo-yah!
Well, it's almost time to begin the race. Racers, to your marks. This is going to be the race of a lifetime.
Meep, 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 meep.
And they're off! Grand Rapids' own Emily Yagapansala is off to a fast start. I've never seen a woman run that fast before.
Not even after one saw you without a shirt?
No! And now we see Charles, the old guy from La Prairie, driving his 83 Chrysler Cordoba. Yeah, he's driving at a very safe speed, landing him in second place. I suppose he is the one with the car, no reason to get bad mileage. Now this race is really heating up. The La Prairie Roadster is catching up to the Grand Rapids runner.
Honk, honk, meep, meep.
Honk at me, old man, and I'll eat your tires.
Ooh, the weather is not cooperating.
My wicking layers are ineffectual in the rain. Off with them.
Wow, she's sacrificing a lot of spandex for the cause. Meanwhile, Charles in the antique La Prairie luxury sedan has engaged his left blinker. Now his right blinker. Now he's got his bright... Wait, it's the windshield wiper. That's what he was going for. As we look up the road, we see a serene white-tailed deer entering the roadway. Go ahead and cross, little deer. You have plenty of time. No, seriously, you're gonna wanna cross the road right now. I don't like the look of this. Hurry up!
Oh man, that deer schmucked my car. I'm out.
The deer, it's getting up. I can't believe it. Oh. But wait, here comes Emily on foot. She's going pretty fast. Okay, now Emily, look out.
The old man, he stopped on the side of the road. I'm back in first. Wait, what's that up ahead? Is that a mailbox?
No, definitely not a mailbox.
Oh, it looks like some hay that blew off a truck.
Not hay. Slow down, Emily.
Oh, maybe. Oh, look, it's a deer. I'm sure it'll...
Oh no. The Grand Rapids runner, Emily Yagapansala, is down. I have never seen a person take out a deer like that. Can we see the replay? Can we see that replay?
Oh, look, it's a deer. I bet it'll move.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, can we get... I think we got it, but can we get it in super slow motion now? Super slow motion.
It's a deer. I bet it'll
You can really see her knees buckle. She's down. Yep, she's down. Yep.
I yanked my quads. I pulled my pecs. I cracked my ribs. I'm seeing stars and it's daytime. I'm out.
It would appear that both of our racers are laid up.
How far did we get?
Well, about 3 miles, almost to the Pekegama Causeway. Not so bad, you know, with the deer and all, I guess.
You know what? Let's just leave the county seat in Grand Rapids. I mean, they have Froyo.
I could go for Froyo.
Works for me. I'll buy. The La Prairie Council for Growth and Progress gave me $20 for gas that I won't be needing.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, there you have it. After 125 years, Grand Rapids remains the seat of Itasca County.